Crowds of protesters surged onto the streets of Istanbul again last night, sparking clashes with riot police who fired rubber bullets. More than 1,100 demonstrators have been detained in Turkey after 6 days of mass protests prompted by the arrest of the mayor of Istanbul on corruption charges. Supporters of Ekrem İmamoğlu, who is the main challenger to Turkey's president Recep Tayyip Erdogan, say the allegations against him are politically motivated. President Erdogan has claimed the protests had become a movement of violence. Protester and lawyer Nerhad Gül told the BBC the demonstrations are a turning point.
People I've spoken to at these protests are understandably frustrated and angry. They viewed İmamoğlu's arrest as a critical turning point, a stark example of how far the government will go to silence opposition. Protesters tell me they are exhausted by living in fear, tired of constant suppression, and deeply concerned about the erosion of democracy. But despite all these challenges, they are determined to speak up, even knowing the risk they face.
Well, protests have been held in Turkey's other cities too, and an Irishman was caught up in one in Antalya. Tomás McIntyre is a 30-year-old cyclist from Kerry. He told us what happened there last night.
I could clearly see like water cannons being deployed and stuff, and then people were running in all directions, and you know, everyone's eyes were burning, and your throat was on fire, your mouth was on fire, your lips were on fire. Everyone kind of scattered, but then the students started to regroup again. So it was kind of cat and mouse for a while. Then the students would just like hover in front of the police lines or a bit back, and then every now and again the police would just fire the water cannons, everyone would run away. And then finally the police just drove straight at the students, everyone dispersed, and this was probably in the last, about a half an hour ago. And once that happened, everyone, I mean, we all just went down different alleyways because the water cannon, whatever was inside it, there must have been some chemical spray or something, because it was just blinding. Because at one stage, when we had to disperse, I tried to stick around as long as I could to video it. But then once the water cannon was too close, we all had to run away.
And that's Tomás McIntyre, who was in Antalya last night. Joining us now from Istanbul is freelance journalist Liz Cookman. Liz, thank you for joining us on the programme. Remind us again how these protests started.
So on Wednesday last week, Istanbul Ekrem İmamoğlu was detained at his house. He was held for 4 days before they brought official charges against him. He is now charged with corruption and he is held in jail pending trial.
And the protests then started and they've been going on now for a number of days. What did you witness last night in Istanbul?
So last night was the sixth night of protest across the country. Istanbul is the epicentre of that. And most of the people are protesting outside City Hall, which the protests are actually organised by the Istanbul municipality. But what's starting to happen now is that things are starting to break off. There are also now separate student demonstrations happening earlier in the day and then marching to join the main march. Last night, students took over briefly Galata Bridge, which is a well-known tourist site and an old bridge that bridges the Golden Horn. At the protest itself, Özgür Özel, the leader of the main opposition party, who is also which is also İmamoğlu's party, spoke to protesters for hours. There were also heavy clashes with police again. Protesters were firing flares and fireworks at police, and police were firing back with pepper spray, tear gas and water cannon. And at the end of the night, they cleared everybody out and started firing plastic bullets at everyone.
And are there more protests planned for today, Liz?
There are. They're starting at midday today, which is much earlier than other days. Normally they start at 8:30 in the evening because it's Ramadan. Today, students are meeting much earlier. They will gather and then again march onto the main protest site. And the country is also now currently gearing up for Eid, which happens at the end of this week. So we'll see what happens then in terms of whether that encourages more people to come to the streets or whether it dampens things down because people go away on holiday.
OK, thank you for joining us this morning. Freelance journalist Liz Cookman from Istanbul.